And now, live from Pod Cabin in Burbank, California, it's the Allison Rosen is your new best friend show. Tonight, Allison welcomes her guest. She's a writer, musician, and podcaster whose teeth aren't just white. They're sea monkey white. It's Rory Uphold. And he's a comedian, writer, and finger-snapping innovator. It's Joe Quazala. Tone Zone is here to answer the question on everyone's mind. Who's kissing Tony? Is it you? Find out. I'm her husband, Daniel, saying hop on board the love bus and say hello to your new best friend, Allison Rosen.
Allison Rosen is your new best friend. Allison, we'll have the good times never end. Allison Rosen, do him the wavy pants and pants again. Allison Rosen, Allison's your new best friend.
Hello, my little Vegemite sandwiches. Welcome to another exciting episode of Allison Rosen is your new best friend. That particular, not my favorite carbohydrate was sent in by Gervais Moran. Is this person from Australia? I feel like that's the only way submitting Vegemite is acceptable. And I'm sorry, that is, I feel like it's very anti-Vegemite of me. And maybe that's not fair. Anyway, yes, that particular carbohydrate was sent in on Patreon.
Patreon.
Yes, I am on Patreon. All sorts of fun stuff. You can get episodes of The Friend Zone, my behind the scenes gossipy bonus podcast. It's not always, sometimes it just has a guest, but sometimes I tell stuff that is for behind the paywall only.
Get to the point.
Also, there's a level where you can text me and I will text you back. Go for an annual subscription. It is hard to say subscription.
Subscription.
You guys, my mouth has given up. My mouth, my brain wants me to continue podcasting, but my face has said, we're done. Go for an annual subscription and get 2 months free.
That's a good deal.
Patreon.com/AllisonRosen. I would like to say hello to my guest. Welcome back, Joe Quazala.
Hello. Happy to be here.
It's like Dudley Moore up in here.
From Arthur?
Yeah, remember how you'd always do that drunk guy?
I actually don't remember that. I know he played a drunk in Arthur, but
right.
Dudley Moore is not one of my frequent references.
I mean, come on. Right, guys? Dudley Moore, am I right?
I prefer the Russell Brand Arthur.
Oh, I forgot
they redid
that.
It.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, 2010 or something?
Yeah.
I would know.
Yeah. I do have knowledge that is useless.
Who played the Liza Minnelli part?
I want to say it was Greta Gerwig.
Didn't Russell Brand, like, look completely... Didn't he, like... Wasn't he clean shaven also
and
way different?
It was strange.
Yeah. Was this in theaters?
It was in theaters. Greta Gerwig was his love interest. And then in Arthur, I believe there's like a love interest that he's not into because it's like, get away from me. And it was Jennifer Garner. Ew, yuck.
So believable.
What an uggo.
Yucky.
And it was called Arthur.
It was called Arthur, yeah.
Zero recollection. Hi, Rory Uphold.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Daniel, hello.
Oh, hi.
Keep it going for hello. Daniel.
Yay.
Hi. It's like talking to a child. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
The California raisins are so cool.
Betsy, do you know Betsy Sodaro? Mm-hmm. Do you know her, Rory?
No.
She's hilarious. She's a comedian, actor, comic, improv person. In love with the California raisins because they had this Christmas special.
Sure.
Oh, so you know, okay.
I know it.
Because she's like, it's perfect comedy.
I still need to watch it.
I don't know it that
she's,
well.
She's talking about one specific sketch.
Oh, right.
She has
a tattoo of this sketch.
That's right.
I forgot.
Amazing.
I have a t-shirt, a vintage t-shirt, and a vintage sweatshirt about the California raisins.
Oh, my God.
My vintage t-shirt is the raisins with musical stuff happening around them, and it's like Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, California raisins. What a time.
I feel like we need to bring claymation back.
I would love that.
I love claymation.
I also want to bring back painted film.
Mm.
Oh. Sure.
Yeah, fun aesthetic.
What's an example? Like Roger Rabbit? Is that painted?
No.
More like
derision.
It's like they're painting the film itself.
Star Wars.
Like
that.
Battle of Endor.
Mm. Yeah.
Some nerd shit.
Yeah, like the original lightsabers and like laser blasts were all painted on.
So it looks more realistic.
No.
Just stylized.
It's just a specific aesthetic, yeah. Rory, were you a nerd? No.
Are you a nerd?
Yes. I am a nerd.
I wasn't,
actually,
but I am.
You know what? I got dumped once. Well, I guess you can't really get dumped if you're not together, but I went out with this guy who had been
You would get dumped by people who aren't real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's had so many breakups.
Well, no, excuse me. Usually I dumped them.
You dumped the fake person?
Yeah, I love
that. You probably got to throw in the fake person is dumping you just so it seems more realistic.
Yeah, for sure. This guy like courted me for so long back when Twitter was a thing. And then we went out and I thought the date went great. And then he ghosted me, but it was weird because he still wanted to interact on Twitter. And then one day I was like, dude, what happened? Like, what? I don't get it. And he was just like, oh, you're just not nerdy enough for me. Like, he's like, I just thought you were like a real nerd and you're not.
Now, Joe looks like he wants to die.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm ready
for
to
him.
Shove this asshole in a locker. What year was this, if I may ask?
This was probably like 2016, 2017.
What movie?
Of course. No. It's just that we all remember the era of the nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, when, like, Garden State?
I'm thinking more like when, like, there would be comedy shows at the Nerdist showroom.
Yeah. And he hung out there.
Yes, and there were just...
Was it Hardwick?
But just, like, a glut of, like, empowerment for nerds. And, like, I think we have moved past that as a culture.
Thank
God.
Now, was this around the time that there was a lot of debates about, like, that's not what a real nerd is? And girls would be like, I don't know, I just like nerds.
Well, there was a lot of anger about girls who would call themselves nerds.
Like Olivia
and the
Munn.
nerd guys would be like, you're not really a nerd.
I think that's all tied into this.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that
terrible
I got hit with that shrapnel for sure, which is weird because it's like, I like comic books.
But
I'm not obsessed
but what
with
was
them.
It that you
but
weren't
was
enough
he
of
a true nerd or
I
was
think
he
I
like d- a hipster
I didn't
nerd?
Play Well, so he's a true nerd. So he does like cosplay stuff, which I was like, okay, yeah, I'm tapped out on that. I mean, I went to art school, so like I did that, but in a different context. And then also Dungeons and Dragons, which I'm like, I don't know. That sounds cool. It's just nobody's ever explained it to me. But like, I don't know. If we're talking about nerdy stuff, I have like some very specific collections of things and I have very specific comics that I love and... I also was bullied. Like, I don't, so.
What more do you want?
That's more nerdy than most girls.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
to have like comics.
Sure, I guess.
What was he looking for?
I have no idea. And to be totally honest with you, that answer made me go, we are good here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just was like, ew, lame. Like, just tell me I'm like not hot or something. Be normal.
Right.
Or just be like, you're too into, I don't know, whatever. It never would have worked
real,
out.
It feels like a fake answer.
It was a real answer. It was a like real answer because this was enough time had passed and I was in this phase of real curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I have a dating podcast. So I went through this phase where I was really curious why things like didn't work out or why whatever. Even if I didn't like them, I just kind of wanted to know because I was trying to like learn more about just what it's like to be dating from the other side. And so I asked him and he truly said, you just aren't, you're not a real geek. I think was the word he used.
That makes it sound like he thinks you're posing as a geek.
Well, maybe. I mean, I wear glasses and I used to wear a lot of vintage t-shirts or something.
How
so maybe
you lead
I like,
him on.
I don't know. Maybe that's what it was, but it was like, I have screenshots of it because obviously it was like the weirdest thing that I've ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep those receipts. Like
hurt. Well, yeah, for sure.
Was he trying to say like you're too pretty?
I don't think that was that. I think it was just. I think when I asked a follow up question, he was like, "I'm like into like going. I've never been to Comic-Con. He was like, "I'm obsessed with Comic-Con. I'm obsessed with cosplay. Like I do Dungeons and Dragon." And I was like, "That's so great for you."
Right.
Like, okay. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like what is his expectation?
He wanted me to be like that.
He wanted
me to wear
a
little elf ears or whatever.
Now?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, there you go. Have we properly assessed the levels of geekiness of this person?
No, because I just truly give zero bucks.
That's good.
I also like took one look at him and was like, yeah, no, I guess I am a little out of your league.
Right. Because what I was wondering, but I'm wrong. What I was thinking is like, oh, maybe this guy can't be in a relationship.
No. It was not that. Because, like, I think a month later, he got a very serious girlfriend who he was with for years.
Mm. All right. So he's
wasn't that.
He's a Comic-Con person.
Yeah, he was just legitimately like, I wanted you to be, like, geeky and like all of the things that I like.
I just think that's weird because I feel like you don't need that. Do you guys agree that you don't need that level of being the
commonality
same, for a relationship to work?
I think I think needing like a ton of shared interests is like a very basic and kind of immature,
it's like a shallow
way of understanding compatibility.
Yes,
like it's as if you're never going to change. That's weird.
That, yeah,
your taste won't evolve.
Like similar values, similar goals, similar senses of humor, I think, are like sort of a deeper commonality that maybe would bode well
that
for
is
a relationship.
All very surface level.
Right.
Yeah. And if you can, if you feel like you cannot like be friends or have any like meaningful relationship with someone who didn't watch the same cartoon as you when you were 10, then like you have to like, I think you got to reevaluate like a lot of things
about the way
you approach those things.
Like, I didn't really grow up with TV, so I don't catch a ton of references. And then I went to boarding school and left home when I was 14, so I didn't have TV during high school. Like, I really didn't grow up with some of the same touchstones. Mm-hmm. And so there's also that. But, like, I don't know. It's never really been a problem for
me. So you can only go out with a guy who went to the boys' school across the lake.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of guys that are just in this arrested, and it's probably not just guys, obviously, but it just seems more pronounced with guys that are just in that arrested development stage where they define themselves.
Have you seen that show?
They define themselves.
You haven't
based
freaking
on,
seen Arrested Development.
We're going to need you to leave now.
Based on like pop culture and their sort of like interests and like as though that's their whole personality.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. You nailed that.
Like I just think that like Joe said, it's like it's a you need to mature. I mean, I have all sorts of interests that it never comes up in our relationship. It's just not like, and I definitely am not interested in most of her shit.
Well, because it's like, I don't know, your whole life isn't like, you have a life,
it doesn't
and then
come
you're
up.
Also
it's
married.
Just not
I'll
read comics, but I'm not sitting there going like, "You, I need a girl who will go to Comic-Con," even though I've gone to Comic-Con. Like it's not, or whatever. I'm trying to think.
This
like
is bizarre. It was bizarre.
The only place it becomes really relevant is if we're sitting down watching a show and having to agree on the show. Otherwise, have your interests. They can have their interests. They don't need to be aligned. It doesn't matter.
But when you're so we're all kind of on the same page of like this is someone who has an immature notion of relationships, but I'm just thinking in a less like less pathologizing it way. When you're younger, how you like to spend your time socially is really relevant. But it sounds like you guys weren't that young. Or you were.
No,
are we going to let him off the hook or not is the question.
Oh, I let everybody off the hook. And as long as you're not like a rapist or a murderer, you get off the hook.
Yeah, I guess if it has to do with the way you like to spend your time.
I look at Joe.
Yes.
if someone has a thing they like to do a lot and they want someone to do that with them and the other person doesn't, okay, fine.
Like, but he could have just asked. Like, I think what's so weird about it is like nothing that he said. Well, okay, the cosplay thing I might have been like, oh, really? Like, I have to put on little ears? Like, okay, fine. Like, I probably would have done it if I loved you or if I love you. Like, I'll probably do it. That's not something I'm like dying to do. Like, I could leave Earth without ever doing that and be just fine. But all the other stuff, I was like, just ask. Like, this isn't,
At the same time, if that's what a person wants, it's the standard they want to have, like, that's fine too. Like, whatever. Like, if someone says, I only want a person who is exactly like this and does these certain things, then okay. Like, who cares? Like, you're just going to be narrowing that field way down, buddy.
Yeah.
I know that right after I graduated college, I made a list of what I was looking for. And it was so the funny thing is I also made a list at another point that I read on the show because it was similar to you. But this other list that I'm talking about, it was so specific, like has to have an advanced degree in this or this. And it was like I look back on that and I think that's not important, though.
No.
But it's I mean, I think it's because I was had just graduated.
Sure.
That seemed so important. Like all these sort of like it's almost like I was saying like, you know, he has to like this color, not this color.
You know what I probably was doing was like validating whatever part of your ego. Like it,
yes.
Being with that kind of person would make you feel special, or being with that kind of person makes you feel like you're now like worthy.
Well, yes, because I had, I was an English major and I was considering for a minute going to grad school, and mm-hmm. I wanted, and I felt like it was important that I'm able to have these conversations about critical theory with people, and only people who majored in this would understand, you know, these developments and critical like stuff that I wouldn't even be able to talk about now.
Yeah. But, although the reverse is, I feel like a lot of people have advanced degrees and still can't critically think.
That's true.
So true.
I remember I had a very like lot of like standards and stuff, and as I got older, I just like let them go.
This is a setup.
And then it was just like anybody, like, literally anybody, and that's when I met you, honey.
Through the door.
And then you walked through the door.
Did you ever have stuff on a list?
No,
never, really? Ever,
never.
Just boobs.
Okay. Two ideally, but not a deal breaker.
I never.
Did you?
Honestly,
no, absolutely not.
Really. What?
Well, I mean,
do men not make lists? You like lists, but
I
only
know.
If...
But it was a lot of them aren't personal. But like for me, it was the what was on the list for a long time was like anyone who will like me back.
that's a big thing for me.
Really?
But it was
you like me.
But there was truly like almost nothing else. Like it would just be like, please, someone like me.
So did you never go through that phase of not liking people who liked you because you wanted like the one that you couldn't get?
Not really. I mean, I think later on what would happen would be like getting in the problem of like, oh, okay, this person likes me. We start dating. And it's like, wait a second.
She's not a geek.
I don't like them.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's just you get kind of caught up in, and right. you're almost like getting high off of like, oh, this is,
that's
you like
literally
me.
What it is,
I
chemically.
Like that about you. And like we, and then after time, you have to, I mean, and then that's a relatively normal thing to some degree.
No, I think it is.
Like just getting excited about the relationship, and then it settles down and you're like, I'm not entirely sure that I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you continue to really like me, which is, it can be sad, but.
Yeah. But you have to care.
Oh,
anyway.
That's fascinating. Because I've spoken to a lot of guys who, and I know some people that were on The Bachelor, and I've asked them, weird way to set that up. I guess it's just because they have to choose, and there's like all these women, and what they have said has also been similar to just interviewing and asking men, which is that they pretty much know within the first like few dates whether or not they see like an actual future or not, or if they are going to put you kind of like in a category where it's like, this is wife material or this is girlfriend material, maybe not that far ahead. Or like, this is casual.
Mm-hmm.
And even the people that I know that have been on Bachelor, they were like, oh yeah, like we knew immediately, like within 2 weeks, you know exactly like who it is, which I found fascinating because to me, I was like, I feel like 20 girls or 20 guys walk in, I'm immediately going to identify the ones that I have like chemistry with, whether that's physical, sexual, the weird pheromone, whatever. And then pretty quickly, like, I'm going to know whether we vibe or not. And that's going to narrow down so much, because I feel like chemistry is not something you are entirely in control of. Like, it's not, you can't like think your way into chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And then of those people, there's just going to be the ones that you like really vibe with. I don't know.
Wait, how is that different than what the guy said? That it takes 2 weeks is surprising to you?
No, it's just more that it's literally the opposite of what Joe did.
Oh.
Where he was like, he would meet girls and be really into them because they were into him, and then reality would hit and he'd be like, oh wait, I don't like Tina, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Although,
Tina was fine. Okay, we don't have to rag on Tina.
Sorry, Tina.
I think what I think you're talking about is when you get to know someone more. Like at the beginning, when there's that hazy excitement of a new relationship, and it's that thing of like, oh my God, you like me? I like you. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And then as you get to know the person more, you realize you're not that compatible.
Yeah.
Right?
I would say so. Yeah. I mean, like, and obviously what has to happen at first, there has to be a spark, there has to be a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, what can this sustain? Or like, is there, you know, as we go deeper, as we learn more about each other,
right.
And spend more time with each other.
Tony,
Yep.
Do you have a list?
No. I'm kind of similar to Joe in that way. I feel like that happens a lot on this
yeah,
show.
You know
start
what?
Talking and you and I.
We should date. One thing I found, though, about like trying to believe in the immediate like intense spark was that I would sometimes get that and just be like, yes, this person. And then it wouldn't last. Like something else was spurring that than what could sustain.
Like probably PTSD.
Potentially. I mean,
no, I'm actually like kind of kidding, but I'm not.
How do you mean?
In what context?
Well, there's been a lot of like talks about how like butterflies are actually not positive. Like the feeling of butterflies is actually like your adrenaline mm-hmm. and could be warning signs, trauma. It's basically like it's pulling on your attachment style. And so like, yes. That's actually like a red flag, not a green flag. And then also intermittent reinforcement is like what dating apps use, is what gambling slot machines use. But it's also what people who have like anxious attachment styles or anxious avoidant or avoidant use. So it's like, if I give you intermittent like positivity or attention, it's easier to get you addicted, but then also that push and pull mm-hmm. can feel really exciting. It's like when you get that hit of like that match or that you win that slot machine, it feels so much better than if you knew that it was coming. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of like it mimics, I don't want to say abusive, but a manipulation that is not healthy for like your body mm-hmm. Or really relationships. So yeah, I was kind of kidding, but I'm also kind of not.
Yeah, I had a sense what you were saying was resonating, but I hadn't thought of it as PTSD in mm-hmm. in that terminology. But yeah, I mean, it's true. I've had that where it was like, oh, could you be the one? And I'm thinking this immediately, and mm-hmm. like it seems like they're thinking it, and then it takes such a troubling turn.
You got love bombed.
I don't know if I fully understand that in the context of how a lot of people use it, but I think so. Hmm. But
well,
how
what is it
like?
My idea of love bombed is someone who just comes on really strong and is like,
yeah,
like winning you over to them.
Yes, and I think it's also like when you get love bombed, they say that people who are smarter than me,
experts,
talk about that actually like you're falling in love with a version of yourself that like mm-hmm. they basically come on and shower you with affection and attention. But what it really is like they're feeding into all of the things that you actually want and the best parts of yourself. So what you're falling in love with is the mirror of yourself. And when they pull it away, the reason why it hurts so badly is that you're like, wait, that was like exactly what I wanted, and you're like left chasing the void that is mm-hmm. kind of the distance between what you want and where you are.
You know,
that's so interesting.
You can buy yourself flowers, you know. That's what I like to say.
Yeah.
Or wow. Say
so wise. Mm-hmm.
So genius. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't need that other person to love bomb you. You can love bomb yourself.
If only that worked.
I know, if only that worked. I wish it worked as fast, too. Mm.
I mean, it can work. It just takes work.
And it takes a level of delulu that I have not yet achieved.
To be, like, madly in love with yourself.
Yeah, no. Because I feel like I am until, like, one thing happens. And then I'm like, see? This is why you're the worst person on planet Earth.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like a house of cards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm also a Sagittarius.
Are they known
for their classic Sag. Oh.
What does that mean?
I just wanted to say something that would get
fuck, I had something to say and now I've lost it. This is why I host the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did I have to say?
Classic
Daniel?
Segues.
You're gonna talk about how.
See, I'm telling you, thank you. Mm-hmm. It's really early for me to already. It's actually not that early. It's a little earlier than I expected for me to already trot this old chestnut out. However, my segues are getting rusty. I opened up my segue closet earlier and I sneezed because of so much dust.
Damn.
Yeah. You know what I did? I took my finger and I dragged it across the top of a segue and then looked at my finger and frowned because there was so much dust on my finger. segues are dusty. I have nothing to segue to. Of late, my ads have been a little thin, I would say. So you might be thinking, oh no, what's she going to do? Well, that's where you come in. Patreon.com.
Patreon.com/AllisonRosen
is a way to directly support the show, this show, the show that you love or just tolerate for many years. As I've said before, it's truly a labor of love at this point. It's humbling.
It's a very cool way to support you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think it's a cool way for people to.
Yeah, it's a direct.
Yeah.
And listen, you might be saying, hey, lady, I can't right now. And
quit bugging me.
To which I say, oh, I understand. No worries. Okay, bye. But, you know, tell a friend or something. And engage with my social media posts as well, or subscribe to my Substack. Okay, moving
Thirsty.
On. I know it's so. Look what I've been reduced to.
I
used to just be able to talk about products that I love.
Well, look.
And now I'm like, love me, help me.
That's how you were when we met.
No, I was not.
And I said, okay.
That is not true. Tony.
Oh my gosh.
Could you play a voicemail, please?
I can do that. How about this one?
Hi, Allison and Daniel. My name is Zach. I am 25 years old from Long Island. I've been listening to the show for 12 years,
nice.
Which is crazy. Because that means that I started listening to the show when I was 13. So quite literally half my life I've been listening to the show. My favorite drop, of course, is my father once ate my sister's biscuit on her period. I think about that drop and I quite literally lose my mind. It is the funniest drop of all the drops. And it's the greatest thing ever. And you need to play it more. All right, that's been Zach from Long Island, New York.
Nice.
Thanks for calling Zach. So the call prompt was, what's your favorite drop? I think Zach might have been the one who suggested this prompt. If not, it was a different Zach. But anyway.
My dad once ate my sister's biscuit on her period.
Whoa, I'm going to need some context.
So,
I think I get it, but I'm gonna listen to what you guys have to say and see if that confirms.
Jen Kleiner, life coach, was on the show and we were talking about like hormones affecting your mood and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was just saying,
like, literally
her dad ate her sister's, like, had a food biscuit.
And then she lost her mind.
Yes.
And she, like, her dad ate it and her sister got really upset over it. But as soon as she said it, we were like, uh-oh.
We all looked at each other like, that's going to be a drop forever.
Yes, I know.
What did you
think it was?
That was it, yeah.
Oh, see, okay. Look at you.
He's smart.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. You know what it was? I just knew what it wasn't.
Yeah. Which is exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Let's hear another one.
Hi, Allison and Daniel. This is Amber from Hershey, Pennsylvania. My favorite drop is the Ray Oldhofer Yeah drop. It's loud and funny, and I laugh every time that I hear it. Again, this is Amber from Hershey, PA. Love you guys.
Thanks for calling, Amber. So we should explain
the name sandwich.
The name. So normally we play voicemails on episodes that are just Daniel and me, although I've started doing them on the Thursday ones. And Daniel has asked people to please say your name at the end as well.
I'm never paying attention at the beginning when I meet someone and their name, and then I don't know their name, and then it's awkward later.
Yeah, in real life.
But
yeah.
If people just got in the habit of reminding you their name at the end, because now I can pay it. Because at the beginning of a conversation, I'm usually focused on, like, all the things having to do with meeting a person.
Mm-hmm. Ashley and Adam, right?
Amber. And Zach.
Fuck.
But, I mean, you're so close in that those are names you said, and they have names.
It didn't work for me.
At Elliot's birthday party,
yeah,
I had so many moments of thinking, you just told me your name. I asked, and I didn't even go in. Yeah. Name tags. I guess that's the point of
that.
Ruined a shirt, one of my favorite shirts with a name tag, because I forgot to take it off. I'm beside myself.
What material is the shirt?
Vintage. I don't know. It's like
flimsy.
There's a real idiot over here. No, it's like the no, super worn cotton. I mean, yeah. It's like, it's honestly, it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
I think you just have to leave the name tag on forever now.
I put it in the wash, so just the sticky square is left.
Oh, no.
I know.
It sucks.
You got to put a new one on. A patch. You can cover it with a patch.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear that drop.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
He's a lot.
You can hear
who
it.
Who even is this person? I don't Ray know Oldhoffer. Who
this person
is. Don't say his name.
Do it again. Let's hear it.
Yeah!
One of Adam Carolla's best friends. But like his crazy best friend who was like a, you know, rambunctious and just exactly that drop.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Get him back.
Let's hear another one.
Hi, Allison and Daniel. This is Maureen Bosdeman. I was calling about my favorite drop. And I think I was so excited the other day when Tony played Touch the Tushy. That is just such a classic, and I love it so much. And I've been listening to it over and over since then. So that's my vote. I'm interested to see what everyone else says. This is Maureen again. Thank you. Bye.
They're so good with the name sandwich.
Love you, Maureen.
They're so good.
Well, I'm going to have to duck out.
Yeah. So, do it. Dip out.
So, yeah. So, follow me on the places and the Instagram. And all right.
No.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. See you in a bit.
What?
Are you on that draft?
Oh, yeah.
We all want it.
Yeah. We need to hear Touch the Tushy. And I'll explain it after.
Sorry.
This Slight is a
technical problem.
Guys, this is a bop that slaps.
How do you
slaps.
Find these so fast? Are they queued up?
Well, she told me what was needed. So.
Oh, okay. Because it was
touch the tushy, touch the tushy, tushy, 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 touch the tushy, touch the tushy, tushy.
Maybe I should have explained it first.
Move your ass, move your butt. Move your ass, move your butt. Touch the tushy, touch the tushy, tushy, touch the tushy, touch the tushy, tushy.
Oh, this just keeps going. Huh?
I thought that a few times already.
It's a single. Okay.
A little longer than the other drops.
Mm-hmm. It's a song.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, yeah. Qualifies. Okay,
okay. Yeah, yeah. It's a banger. So.
we'll let the world decide.
It really lit up the room.
I can't be responsible for a lack of enthusiasm in this room, unmatched by the enthusiasm in the real world. People love this song. They can't get enough, guys. Now,
okay, so what is it?
I know, and I'm imagining telling the story, and I just know that it's also going to just crash and burn. But cause it's, so anyway, in our old apartment, I was in the kitchen. I was in sort of the hallway, and Daniel came by and like tapped me on the butt, and then he like did it again. And like did it again. And I thought he was just like tapping me on the butt. It was, you know, early in our relationship. But really he was like tapping, like saying like move. Like move out of the way.
Oh.
So then that was this joke that he was just like, touch the tushy. Isn't that so
Got
worth it,
it
and
Got
so
it.
Good?
I'm glad.
Wow.
Now, the person who sent it is the person singing the song?
No. So that's Daniel.
Okay, it sounded like Daniel.
Yeah, it's Daniel.
So you guys are recounting this story on mic,
yes,
and then
yes.
Someone remixed
yes.
These moments into a song.
Named Matt. His name's Matt, and okay. He has a residency in Ibiza.
Oh,
not
he
really.
Sounds hot.
I know, only hot people can go there, right?
I think that's the rule.
Yeah, it's a rule. Okay, let's hear another one.
That song again? That's like,
yeah.
I liked it up till 1 minute ago.
Hi, this is Alyssa Van Dyke. I am just calling because you guys were talking about stuffy rooms, and I think that stuffiness denotes some sort of humidity in the room. Mm. So not only is the air not moving, but there's like a humidness, like a dampness almost. It makes it stuffy.
All right.
Okay. Again, Alyssa Van Dyke. That was all. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. So this also came up on the show. You guys are missing out on some pretty captivating conversations.
Yeah, yeah, clearly.
So,
like humidity.
For example.
Well, I just want to know.
I think she called it humidness.
Humidness. Is there a difference between a stuffy room and a hot room? Because two people commented, I walked into the studio two separate occasions. It's a little stuffy in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no airflow.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Ale is stale. Air is stale. Ale is stare. Stare ale. Ale stare. Air is stale. Lack of flow, which was much more concisely summarized by Rory. But
if you walk into a cold room and there's no airflow, would you ever call that stuffy? I don't think so.
She has us there.
That is a good point. I mean, because typically
room temp, like I feel like it can be stuffy and be
agreed.
Not cold, but just like normal. Mm-hmm. And then there's hot and humid.
I also think, can you have a cold room that isn't getting cold because of cold air coming in?
Yeah.
Well, my closet would disagree with you.
So you're okay.
I have a closet that's like really, really cold. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened with the installation there. No. But I'm about to
blow my mind.
No, I'm probably going to sound really dumb, but I'm going to take the swing.
It's never stopped me.
It's also never stopped me. But if it's cold in the room, I feel like there has to be more stuff moving because maybe it's like more condensed.
Actually, wait, what?
Actually, as you heat things up, they move around more.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
But it's a good theory, though.
Okay.
But I don't know if – I don't think that's in a sense that your skin would perceive it, you know, the difference mm-hmm. between like whether the molecules are moving around or not.
But the room temp is a great point.
Mm-hmm.
That a room temp room can be stuffy.
Yeah.
But you were also probably right that a cold room cannot be stuffy.
See, because
– it would be unusual. I would love to feel it.
This, I hope you get that.
I hope someday.
I want that for you.
A cold, stuffy room.
This was the conversation. Daniel walks in, opening all the windows. It's stuffy in here. You just mean hot, right? No, stuffy. I could just turn on the AC, though. No, but it's stuffy. What do you mean by stuffy? You just mean hot, right? That was the compelling conversation.
Got it, yeah.
So everyone here says, Tony, you haven't weighed in, that he did not just mean hot. He meant no
airflow.
Hot and no airflow.
That's how I would take it, yeah.
But if you're in a if you're in a hot breeze, that's not stuffy. That's not stuffy.
Not at all.
That would just feel
sounds
balmy.
Tropical.
It actually mm-hmm. sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Ana.
Also, I have space heaters
mm-hmm.
Because my heat went out recently, and they're not stuffy.
No, because they're moving the air around.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've nailed it. We've figured it out.
Cool.
It's amazing. All right. Well, see you guys.
This has been real. Thank you, Alyssa. I think that was your name.
Alyssa
I'm really
Van
mad
Dyke.
At this.
No, Alyssa Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's part of her name.
Sorry to Zach and Amber.
If you would like to call in about really anything, I do, you know, put prompts out there, but you can go rogue as well. 323-553-2331. Again, 323-553-2331. Okay. Oh, Rory's calling in right now. All right, Rory, since you're here and you're a skincare person,
mm-hmm.
I must ask my skin questions.
Hit me.
Okay.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is
Where
skin?
Does one find it? Okay, you posted about the Softwave.
Yeah, I love it.
What is it?
Softwave, use it. Well, okay, so first of all, I should say anything that I'm saying here on this show, not endorsed, not sponsored, whatever. And if I've ever done a deal with anybody, I'll tell you. Just to get that out of the way. Because I do feel like anytime I post about something, inevitably people run to my DMs and they're like, is this real? And I'm like, yeah, I don't like make enough money off of these things to be like lying to you guys. I'm not the Kardashians. You know what I mean? Softwave is in the same family as like Ultherapy and Thermage. I mean, it's different, right? Thermage uses radio frequency and Ultherapy and Softwave use ultrasound. It gets to the dermis. So there's three layers of skin, your epidermis, your dermis, and your hypodermis. I don't know what the third one is, something like that. It gets to the second layer. It uses ultrasound to penetrate, creates heat, and causes wounds that promote healing and tightening. So it really tightens and lifts. I just did this section here and this section here,
so
like kind
your
of like
jawline to your cheek.
Yeah, jawline to cheek, but it wasn't really my jaw. It was like above my jaw. Mm. I did get it for free. I went with a PR company, but I was not required to post about it, talk about it, anything. Mm. Like, I just got to do it. I loved it so much that I then made a reel about it, which is what you saw, because I felt like the fine lines around my eyes, well, I didn't feel like it. They just disappeared within hours. Like, I was gagged, gooped, shocked. It was
crazy. Is that what
crazy.
We're saying now?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh, okay. I was like, is everyone saying gagged and gooped?
I've heard gagged a lot.
Oh, yeah, gagged. I think I just
haven't. Tony,
gooped.
Have you?
Not in this context.
No. Oh.
Well, yeah, I've heard of
Lucky you, dude.
What other podcast are you producing? Okay.
Yeah, so I love it. I think we had talked a little, like, briefly offline about, like, whether you should do Thermage.
Yeah, okay. So I went to a Korean med spa yesterday.
Sick.
Gagged. I was gagged.
Absolutely gagged. Korean med spa.
I love that the two dudes are just like, so we have to sit through
I know.
All of
no,
this.
No, I'm going to bring you in.
I'm ready. Whenever, yes. Whenever, yeah. Otherwise.
Gotcha. Oh, thank you.
Cool.
And, which I didn't even know there was like such a difference between Korean, like Botox and all the interventions and all that stuff.
Big time.
Yeah,
big time.
I knew nothing about this.
Yeah.
It has not popped up on my TikTok, so I didn't know.
That's shocking.
I know.
Yeah. That is shocking.
My TikTok is just shedding reptiles. Okay. No, that's not what I want to watch.
It's upsetting.
But do you?
I know.
No, apparently you do. They don't lie.
Algorithm knows you better than you do.
And then like skin and beauty stuff. But it hasn't shown me.
I guess it is skin.
Yes.
Oh, God. Shedding skins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Exfoliation to various degrees.
Yes.
I love that a snake shedding its skin is like extreme exfoliation.
Yeah, it is. That's real physical exfoliation.
Yeah. Degree.
See, this is why we need you here.
I'm here for.
But so the woman was highly, highly recommending Thermage for like forehead
lines. Do they do it there?
Yeah.
That's why. So I never, like, I think that you always have to look at whatever you're being sold and figure out, are they like, do they do it?
Yes, it felt like a
you know?
Bit of, she was lovely. It felt like an upsell.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Did you say fromage?
Like Thermage.
Okay. Fromage, like the French word for cheese.
Oh my God,
cheese
I
on your
love
face.
That. I would love that.
In fromage.
But I have this idea that Thermage, Alt Therapy, Morpheus,
those are all not the same thing.
But ones like that.
One of those was a Matrix character. So I can tell you that.
Morpheus, yeah. And I would never do Morpheus. We talked about that the last time.
Okay, so Thermage and Alt Therapy. I have this idea that they can like, you get like fat loss from them. Is Thermage and Alt Therapy and Fromage not like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. And also Morpheus, apparently it's a setting. I wouldn't do Morpheus because I just think it's too extreme. Mm-hmm. And I literally said this the last time I was here. Every single derm and esthetician I've said that to has agreed with me.
Have you heard of Morpheus 8?
Again, out of the context of like the guy who was talking to Neo.
Yeah.
No, I do not know about.
Try to figure out. Let's give him some hints and he can try to figure
this
out what
is,
it is.
I mean, I
Morpheus
like 8. You and we've gotten along, but I would bet all of my money on you not getting this.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I just want to see how close you can get. Okay. So it's a skin treatment that Rory doesn't like because it's too extreme.
Okay.
It's too extreme.
Okay.
It's supposedly very painful.
Okay.
And should we tell him what it involves or just let him go from here?
The top layer of the skin.
Because immediately I'm thinking a peel of some sort.
Nope.
Because you said...
Are you familiar with Morpheus 1 through 7?
Oh, I need to catch up on that.
No.
For sure. They're doing a marathon on TNT. Okay. Needles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I'm gonna be proved wrong.
Okay, just I heard it's painful,
And it's not appeal.
And if it's not appeal, yeah, or it's not appealing. Hey, come on now.
Hey-o.
So yeah, do I have to say more beyond needles?
Yeah, okay. because that would be microneedling,
right?
Okay,
and it's more.
So what makes this different than microneedling?
Okay, well obviously we don't have to review what microneedling is, because it's like, micro, it's small, they're tiny little needles in your skin.
That's right.
Yeah, think of like a skin. It's like a pen that just pokes you, and uh-huh. Yeah.
Is this like a needle mask?
No.
Is it like
a needle mask? I'm surprised they don't have that.
I guess, and if it's not a mask, I guess I was just thinking like a bunch of needles at once, concentrated on an area.
Yes, that's sort of part of it.
Yes, okay. Yes.
There's another element.
Okay.
Imagine like I haven't seen Saw. But imagine, like, what else would Jigsaw do?
Whoa.
Really?
I don't know about that.
I'm just trying to...
Do they vibrate?
No.
Okay.
No, but where you're headed is smart.
You mocked me bringing up Saw, but I've helped him get on the right track.
Do they move? The needles move?
Yes.
They do. I didn't know they do.
Well,
sort of.
They go down and up.
Oh, okay. I'm interested. A little in and out. Right. So, okay.
But there's still another facet that adds to the pain and the effectiveness, supposedly.
So just the needles going in
and out is not enough.
But there's no additional movement beyond.
Correct.
No.
Okay.
Then you like move the wand and it stamps another area.
Is it a temperature thing?
Yes.
Hot?
Yes.
Hot needle going in?
Yes.
And out?
Yes.
And then also the person who's doing it says some mean stuff.
We have developed a new kink.
Wouldn't you say it's more than just the heat though?
Yes. Should we tell them?
There's one additional thing beyond the heat that's adjacent to the heat?
You gotta guess,
the temperature of the needle is not hot.
Yeah.
Is it squirting a hot liquid?
No.
Is it squirting anything?
You're close, though.
No, it's not squirting
it's
it.
But
it's coated in something?
There's some other like way to fuck up your skin that it's doing.
I gave you a hint when I was talking about old therapy and
yeah,
soft wave.
Yeah, I doubt he clocked that.
Oh, I doubt I was listening.
Yeah. yeah. We got that.
Tony, do you want to guess?
No.
Okay. Sick.
Are the needles filled?
You're close. It has to do
cream?
With. It has to do. No. It's
no liquid.
It's
no
not
cream.
Like an
no cream. No cream filled.
Although, by the way, that is a treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the Hostess.
Oh, is that Skin Vive?
Fill you with cream.
There's.
What's up, Tony?
Well, it's like
Twinkie.
Yeah.
Getting like it's like getting exosomes where they put it under the layer of your skin, which is not FDA approved in the United States, but it is.
I need to
Korea.
Ask about that because it's. I was. She talked to me about a treatment that she highly recommends where it's made with salmon DNA, but I looked it up and it's actually made with salmon sperm DNA.
Yeah.
I need to ask you about that. Okay, no. So what
does does it remove liquid?
No, it doesn't do anything.
Never want to remove liquid from skin.
I didn't think so. But yet I was like, well, it's not squirting. What's the opposite of squirt?
Yeah.
Sucking it in.
So no, it's not.
We're closer with heating it up, but
okay.
Think of like ways that you can get heat.
Okay. Friction?
That was a good. That was. I mean, no. But
no.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. They get you really mad. you heat up. From anger.
I feel like we should just no. Is there another hint, or should we just tell
him? I might be tapping out here. Just I feel like I'm circling it, but there's
radio frequency.
Oh.
Yeah.
The radio.
Yeah. The clue was when we were talking about like ultrasound and radio frequency. And
Of course.
So apparently,
dummy.
Yeah. So it's a bunch of needles going into your skin and then
with radio frequency.
With radio frequency. So it like.
Because the needles only hit the epidermis and the radio frequency hits like closer to the dermis.
Interesting.
If not the dermis.
Jackie said it felt like lightning was striking her arm. No,
yeah,
not her arm, face, and then her arm was flying in the air.
Yeah. Well,
that's what Jackie said.
I think things are, yeah, sure. I mean, I know a lot of these technologies have improved. And like when I did Softwave, they actually turned mine up because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I don't even feel it.
And you weren't numb or anything?
No, no numbing, which they say you have to numb for. But I went to like the person, the doctor and the PA that did it were like, we've figured out the hack on that. So mm-hmm. I didn't use numbing.
Okay.
And I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's hot. Like the thing is I guess I have a pretty high pain tolerance. And it was quick. It's like something that's like, it felt like burning, but it felt like a hot needle going in and then out. And then it was done. And then in and then out. And then it was done.
Yeah. Seems manageable.
Yeah.
I feel like I would want to be numbed for that.
I don't think it would. The thing is, it's not going to so numb deep. There. Yeah. The pain is not like at the top layer.
Right. Right. All right.
And then it's gone. It subsides. It's not like if you do Fraxel or like a laser where right. it's like cumulatively getting hotter and hotter and hotter.
Didn't Fraxel open for you guys on the road?
All right. A couple more questions because I know that we're losing them, although I do mm-hmm. like making it a game.
Mm.
What is the difference between, say, something like Clear and Brilliant and Thermage or Softwave? Because they're all kind of doing a similar thing to your skin, right?
No.
No.
I mean, Clear and Brilliant is like, I would say, a baby laser. And mm-hmm. it's like the intro to lasers. And it's going to hit.
Which was how they tried to kill them in Baby Geniuses.
And that really helps with like texture, skin mm-hmm. texture. Yes, it does help with like collagen and some pigmentation, but something like Softwave is getting that's building collagen that you're not going to see for like 3 months. And okay. it's tightening in a way that, and it's happening at such a deep level. And same with Thermage. Like I think that Ultherapy goes the deepest and can actually change the shape of your face because it affects the muscles and mm-hmm. it Thermage hits.
It's a lot like the movie The Mask.
Honestly, you're really good at this. I mean, it makes sense given your track record, but like, sure. And you could probably do this with songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Relate it to The Mask.
Yeah, so no, they're not. It's not comparable at all. I think. Mm. Comparable is like Ultherapy Softwave. I mean, they're sort of the same thing.
Right.
And it is similar to Thermage, but it would go Ultherapy is like the most intense, then Thermage, then Softwave.
And then this salmon sperm DNA you can get injected into your face. Thoughts?
Just in an alley. some guy will do it for $5.
It's a fish, actually.
Oh my gosh. That is wild. Well, I would need to know more about it.
PDRN.
Oh, yeah. I recently looked into this because somebody else also asked me about it. And it does check out. I mean,
what is a skin booster? Like, I don't understand what this is, really.
What do you mean?
So it's called they inject it into your skin.
Okay,
and then
skin
it...
booster is just a marketing
right.
phrase. But the way that like peptides or growth factors work is like a peptide is a chain of amino acids. Like you can take them in your coffee or whatever, and it signals to other cells to make more of the thing, right? Mm-hmm. And amino acids are like precursors to proteins. So for growth factors, it works sort of similarly. And I mean, I'm going to just say something that's really gonna.
I can't wait.
Bum mm-hmm. some people out. I use growth factors that come from foreskin on my face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
wait, is this TNS?
I use TNS and TMI? I use another brand.
Oh, we have
that's too much information.
Yeah. I'm obsessed.
Is this the TNS? I think we might have
Skin Medica TNS. Yes, and then also there are some other ones. Yes, but that is one of them that I use. And then it's not what I'm using currently. I'm using something out of Norway, but
so Norwegian foreskin.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Obviously, it's like lab grown. It's not like it's.
Oh,
this is gonna
baby.
Be my follow up. How are we harvesting yeah. the foreskin? Okay. Because you know foreskin famously is removed for some, and you know what do we do with it? Just throw it away? Let's
right.
get it on these
then
faces.
People like me put it on my face. Yeah. Uh huh.
Why the foreskin skin though?
Because it's
available.
Like, the softest, most supple skin, I guess. That's
of all
my guess.
Of all the available skins.
Yeah, of all the available
supple
skins.
Supple foreskin.
Yeah, but it works. But basically, it's because it's telling your skin to
engorge,
produce more collagen and elastin.
Mm.
which helps keep your skin taut.
But you use these topically.
Yes. But what you're talking about is injecting them to also do that.
Mm-hmm. But if you can just do it, so it must be more intense than topically.
Of course. Yes.
But now, is this not doing a similar thing as Softwave?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Every skincare product, every treatment all does basically the same thing. Right. You lose 1% of collagen after every, like, once you hit 20, you lose a percent of collagen every year. So all skincare treatments, all most beauty products are trying to build up collagen and elastin. It's trying to fight gravity, which is pulling down, by lifting up, by tightening, by continuing to produce, reproduce skin cells. I mean, retinol is different, but it is increasing cellular turnover, which, what does that do? Helps with the production of collagen.
And have you heard that the PDRN or exosomes or whatever is super painful?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it. Like, yeah. I haven't done exosomes and I haven't done PDRM, but I've had PRP injected, not on my face. Weirdly, I had it injected into a scar to help with healing. And I truly was like, okay, this is the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my life. It hurts so badly. And maybe
it hurt so badly?
It stings, but I microneedle with PRP like pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. In fact, I just bought my own to start doing it myself, which is crazy, but...
You're going to draw your own blood?
No, I'm going to use exosomes. I have a friend that's written me a prescription, so I'll just use that. But yeah, it stings a little bit.
Joe... What's your skincare?
I would love to know your skincare routine.
Yeah. I put in the shower. I put on a face wash that my girlfriend bought.
What's it called?
What is it?
I don't know. It was just like a CeraVe foaming cleanser, but Chewy switched to something, and I haven't looked at the label.
Holy shit!
Now this is, she bought it for you, or it's hers?
I've been using it. She's using something separate, but
what is she using?
Lord, if I don't know what I'm putting on my face, I do not know what's going on with hers.
Hmm.
And then,
what color is the bottle?
Blue,
like dark blue, like royal blue. Is clinical?
I could possibly, I could quickly find out.
Yes, amazing.
What do I put on my face in shower and after?
Love that. What's your skincare routine?
Not asking. Much.
What do you mean? Do you have one?
None? Not really. I
probably wash
put a
your
little
face.
Moisturizer on my face because my face tends to get very dry. But
do you use SPF?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's impressive.
Yeah.
That's what do you use to get it off though?
Shower.
Hmm.
Just water, or is there a really? There's no cleanser happening.
No.
Interesting.
Oh, could I make a suggestion?
Sure, I probably won't do it, but yeah, you can make it.
All right. Well, I would get an oil-based cleanser, because like sunscreen, you could use soap, right? But like, use oil to take off oil, and it's just getting all of that gunk and stuff that's been on your face the whole day off. And you can get one where it's like you put the oil on and then you wet it and it turns into a soapy consistency, and it'll clean your face. Just, you know, I don't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was just joking, saying I won't do it.
Well, no, I know. I know how I've tried to do this with some people before that are predominantly male, and they're like, fuck off. And I'm like, okay, I will. But yeah, I think that, okay, this is my pitch for skincare. It's a real act of self-love, and you can use that time to also be like, I'm doing this cool thing for myself. And I know that it's based in vanity, but I think what's cool about skincare is it can actually improve your skin. Like if you have acne or if you have like wrinkles, you can actually change those things. And even if that's not your priority, I think there's something really special about being like, I'm going to take care of myself in this way that is really specific and kind, in the same way that some people feel about like working out or, you know, eating organic. And so
napping
like I think of it, it's not just skincare, it's like an act of self-love.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. And I see it like I'm desperately trying to halt the the way time is marching across my face and it's not working. And there's something so empowering about fitting into the ideal image of beauty handed to us by
patriarchy. I thought you looked so pretty when you answered the door today.
Thank you.
Like, I really did. I didn't say anything because it was raining and then the kids and everything. But I was like, oh my God, you look amazing. Why are you? I feel like you're always on Instagram being like, my skin. And I'm like, you look great. You look great.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
All right, Joe, did we get some answers?
No, I think she's in a class right now, but it's possible she'll see her phone at some point. And
let's
so
okay, Rory, let's guess what he might use.
My guess is it's just soap and water, and then there is no moisturizer, and I don't think you use SPF.
See, and I think he said he's using a face wash in the shower. So I'm going to guess it's like you said blue. It's like Harry's face wash.
I want to say it was partially translucent. And then partially blue. I'm also colorblind, so I like
oh, yes, I forgot about that. You are colorblind?
I don't fully like clock colors as much as maybe the normal person. And then like a moisturizer that is separate from my body moisturizer. For my face.
So it might
be CeraVe. That is?
I don't.
Okay.
It's pretty sure it's. We were on a CeraVe thing for a while, but not anymore. For whatever
reason. What changed?
I don't know. Access to whatever we wanted, yes. I don't know.
All right. Well,
I don't get too involved, but I take my orders well.
Does the moisturizer come in like a top that screws off, or like you push down on it?
It is. It's like top. Really, it's at the bottom, and you open it, like snap it open at the bottom.
I mean, could it be clean?
Like a tube that's like a line at the top. Yeah, and then goes down to at the bottom.
Does Kiehl's. It do?
What? is that a brand name?
Yeah, never mind. So that's not it.
Oh, yeah, or Kiehl's.
Are you asking what it do?
I know what it does.
Guys, you want me to give you a hack? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Joe looked at me like... Please,
yeah.
Stop.
No.
The Touch Your Tushy song.
A hack. Yeah.
You mean amazing and can't, and it's too short.
Put your moisturizer on damp skin or wet skin. Because moisturizer is like locking in moisture, but so when you put it on dry skin, it's sealing it. But to add more moisture to your skin, if you put it on damp skin and then you seal it in with a moisturizer, it'll like give you even more moist skin.
Oh dang. Okay. Yeah. So cuz cool I ta- hack, yeah, right? I, that is a cool hack, okay. Cuz typically come out of the shower, dry off, moisturizer on. You're saying maybe don't.
Well, you could pat dry so it's not 100%, but you still, I mean, like putting things on after the shower is great because your skin really is like supple because it's been hot and the pores
like
are open.
Not unlike lab grown foreskin.
Yeah. Whoo boy. But yeah, like so for me, if my face is dry, I'll use like a spritz or something and then kind of fan it for 2 seconds and then I'll apply like a serum or a moisturizer.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think we already talked about this. I know it's come up on the show before, but I don't know.
Have you ever put foreskin on your face?
That is where I'm going. Not specifically that, but I just, the lab grown foreskin.
And that means Labrador grown, right? It's from a dog.
They grow it.
It comes from a dog.
So is it really foreskin then? If it's like man-made?
Well,
or is it like a sourdough starter?
Yeah, I think it kind of is like that. Okay. I think it's like, look, I don't 100% know. I know that there is controversy around it and people...
Like the ethics of it?
Like in the same way that people don't like it if you wear leather or like you can get collagen
like
or growth factors or peptides that all derive from plants. Mm-hmm. I have my thoughts on that, but...
Are your thoughts that they're not as effective?
Yeah. I think that they're really good in terms of like, if you think of them kind of as a, oh my God. Wow. It just happened, guys. I glitched. In terms of like similar to like a vitamin C, like something that is kind of warding off free radicals and mm-hmm. things like that. And less so when it comes to like actually communicating with the skin cells. Like I think things that are derived from animal or human are probably make more sense to me logically right. in terms of like how it's supposed to work. Sick. We have got information.
We have. Wait, hang on. I feel like we need like a drum roll.
Okay.
Oh, wait. We have somebody that can do it way better than what I just did.
Yeah, we have somebody who's a professional drummer.
And I just happened to bring my drum.
So, I asked, what do I put on my face in shower and after? And she said, Vanna cream.
Oh, okay.
And then she said, I'm driving, and about 10 exclamation points.
Sick. And now you're on the podcast, babe.
Vanna cream gets a lot of love on TikTok.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you have eczema.
Mm.
Now, I'm driving with all the exclamation points.
Like she's just acknowledging, like, I can't really, like, give you a ton of information. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I can't maybe respond if you ask me more questions because I'm behind the wheel. And it was raining and I'm being safe.
I thought maybe she was like, get off my back. And I was thinking, but you only just asked a question.
I hope it's not that.
I mean, I don't know.
Or maybe it's symbolic. Like your skincare routine, you're in the back seat, bitch. I'm driving. Could be it.
I think it's that.
Well, I think you set it up as that. I mean, we know
everyone knew that she was driving this thing, and this thing is my face.
Yes.
100%.
Oh, man.
Vanna cream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could that possibly be the answer for both?
Yes.
In shower and after, or just after?
I don't think that you're showering with Vanna cream.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's
a face wash?
Oh. Sorry. I got confused in terms of. Yeah, I guess it could be the brand of face wash.
She's driving! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah, I can't. But I'm just going to look, see.
I think maybe they do, but maybe it's not the way you describe the bottle. Because it wouldn't be blue.
I truly wouldn't know. I only know the actual lotion.
We've also established.
You don't know.
My colors are. We cannot.
Rely on that. I dated a guy who was colorblind.
It's more common than you'd think, is my assessment, given that.
She just called you basic,
show.
Joe. Hey,
if the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits. A real Cinderella story.
What happened with him?
Oh.
Your colorblind paramour.
He booked a major studio franchise and then wouldn't hold my hand in public.
What?
I know. I'm pretty shitty.
Wow. But then ran a red light.
I'm not going to make you say, but I will ask you off air. Would I know who it is?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, everyone. This has been too much fun.
Too much
Thank
fun.
Thank you so
Definitely
much.
Definitely for us.
I mean.
I got to think about my life for a moment, you know, just.
Rory.
Yes.
Plug your things, please.
Oh, okay, great. I have a podcast called Crimes of the Heart where I talk about love and dating stories, and I talk to experts, but I also take people's like most crazy, horrific dating experiences and turn them into true crime reenactments. And you can listen to that wherever you listen to podcasts. Or you can find me on Instagram where I talk about skincare. At I Could Be Blonder. Or TikTok at Rory Uppold.
And I would like to take a moment to say hello and welcome to the new patrons before asking Joe where we can find him.
Allison wants to say thank you to a couple of special people out there. Sign up to be new patrons. Patreon.com/AllisonRosen.
Hello and welcome to Flora Fauna 2. And I'm wondering, do you own Flora Fauna 1 or was there a Flora Fauna 1? Dan R., David Schwartz, Aaron Wubker, Aaron Wubker, Melanie Tillman, Araceli Ruiz, and Lorelei Abarquez. Thank you. Welcome. I love you. You alone are saving my life. Patreon.com/AllisonRosen. Joe, where might we find you?
Well, people can find me on Twitter at JoeKJoeK, Instagram and TikTok, Joe Kwa. It's JoeKWA. I also have a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame called Who Cares About the Rock Hall? You can find that wherever you get podcasts. I also have a stand-up special on YouTube called Recommended Based on Your Search History, and I have an album called Funny Songs and Sketches. And in general, I just have a lot of content out there, sketches. I like to release a million sketches at once, and I'll probably be doing that again soon.
Sketch dump.
Cool.
Yes, a sketch dump. That is. I think you may have heard me say that, but
you
yeah.
Oh, have I? On YouTube, or where do you release them?
Across all platforms.
Cool.
So you'll find it on YouTube, but I'll put it on TikTok and Instagram, everything.
Wonderful. Yeah. Tony?
I don't really have anything to promote right now, so I'll just talk about my new single.
This is available for purchase, by the way. Go to my website. You can buy. You can own this. You can make it your ringtone.
Please don't.
Can you? Yeah. I was like, when's the last time you could make a song a ringtone? Like, is that even an option anymore?
2013.
Is that not a thing anymore?
I don't think so.
Well, yeah, I mean,
why am I selling ringtones?
Oh, no. And to who? That's a good business because I don't think that's a viable.
I don't know who's. I mean, they would explain why I'm not bringing in a lot of money. So wait a minute. You can't do that?
I'm honestly not sure.
This explains why a listener who was trying to buy one and make it a ringtone was having trouble. Well, you can make it your alarm.
Can you?
Cool. Oh,
I think you can.
Yeah, I think I know at least a few years ago you could.
I just feel like I have not heard a ringtone or an alarm sound that wasn't one of the pre-packaged sounds.
And you don't think that's just culture moving past it?
Mm-mm. There's always that one person that's not moved past it.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
I'm genuinely curious.
Why did they do it this to us?
I don't know. It's probably a licensing thing.
Because... No, I'm giving Touch the Tushy away. I'm just kidding.
Oh, with this specifically.
I'm charging cash money for this. I'm not giving it away.
Cold hard cash.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well,
I'm looking for custom on my tones and
Zones.
Tones and zones. I mean, Tone Zone knows over here. He could tell you.
One of the funniest things. Maybe the only funny, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. One of the funniest things Tone Zone ever said, what, do you remember this? Do you know where I'm going with this?
I think so, but I think this is going to be a had to be there situation. I don't know if this is a great story.
No, especially. Again, that's never stopped me. I can't remember though why. I was getting overwhelmed with something, some kind of list or something, and you said,
she can't even say it. Here's the thing, you guys will maybe smile.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's going to be like Touch the Tushy, but it's much faster.
Okay.
You said...
Oh my God. I thought we were wrapping the show up.
I'm obsessed.
You say it.
Oh, wow.
I said, do you need Tone Zone to hone? That's all I said.
Allison's about to fall off her damn chair.
He didn't even laugh at all. Did
I know. I was like, oh, I really want to laugh. I really want to laugh.
Oh boy, yeah. But the more this drags on, the less likely that's going to happen. I will let you guys know there is a tone store.
Oh shit!
What goes on there?
So this is where you can. There's different categories. There's TV and movie dialogues. These are all for tones for your alarms and sound effects. I got the Minions are okay. Up in this.
Mm.
So, but you can't. There's no custom. You have to go to their store.
I think so.
Hmm.
That's bullshit. You got a text message. Oh my God!
Whoa.
Cool.
Immediate breakup. Oh, immediately no.
Man, there's like a whole category of as I'm turning into like a radio DJ from like the 90s, but like. Just so many South Park ones.
Can you imagine if that every time it would be that? Ugh.
And I just feel like I can't believe this option is out there and I haven't come across like
anyone who has it.
Complete tool who's like, who's got Mr. Hanky or whatever as his.
Does it work on all phones?
That's a good question.
Because that might be part of it.
We'll play more.
It's like rain. Okay, I fuck with that so hard. I love Alanis Morissette.
If I play too much, I don't know if it's going to be an issue. But yeah, I mean, we've got the hits of the 90s, 80s, 90s today. Oh, my God.
I mean, she really does transcend.
How much would I have to pay to get all of that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Allison, at the Tone Store, brought to you by the Tone Zone himself, Tony Thaxton.
Just don't ask him to hone.
Don't ask him to hone or you'll fall out of your chair laughing. Interesting. The Tone Store. All right.
Well, thanks, everyone. I think I already did all of my plugs earlier, but follow me on TikTok because I don't have enough followers. Follow me everywhere, please. I can't limit it to one. Just basically think of me like a person saying, love me. No, but really follow me on TikTok and subscribe to me on YouTube and everything else, allisonslinks.com. Thank you. Thanks, you guys.
This was fun.
A lot of fun. See ya in the Tone Store.
Listeners, thank you for listening. I love you. You matter. Goodbye.
Hey, do you know about the Allison Rosen Show?